Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's Easter Sunday today, and if you celebrate Easter, then happy Easter to you. In England, we traditionally celebrate Easter. It's a religious holiday, but even those of us who are not religious tend to celebrate it, and Christmas is sort of similar. I'm not really religious, so I'm not the best person to tell you about the religious side of Easter, although I think I have, in one of my past sort of Easter episodes. But I will tell you that for an awful lot of people, Easter means Easter eggs, chocolate Easter eggs in the UK. And this year, I'm in Japan, like I was last year, and just like last year, I don't have any chocolate Easter eggs. I haven't seen them for sale over here. And I went on to Amazon Japan, and you can buy them from there, but they actually get shipped from England, so they wouldn't have arrived until way after Easter, so there was no point. So I've gone without an Easter egg this year, which is okay. It's not a problem, but I do like... I mean, I'm not such a big chocolate eater, to be honest. I don't eat a lot of chocolate, but I do like Easter egg chocolate, and I don't know why. I mean, I've got a theory that perhaps because it's a product that's only made for a short time, you know, they only exist for Easter, that maybe the chocolate's a bit more fresh. I don't know. Anyway, there's a couple of things I want to talk about to you today. I want to talk to you about. Yeah, that's right. Oh dear, sometimes I forget English. So don't worry if you do the same. English people do it as well. So there are a couple of things I want to talk to you about today. One, you might have already noticed, I have changed the logo for this podcast. I've updated it. It looks pretty much nothing like the last podcast logo did. And the reason is I wanted... Well, there's a few reasons. One of the reasons is, to be perfectly honest, I never really liked the last logo. I thought it was a bit too busy and very London-centric. Centric means sort of centred around. So very centred around London, very focused on London. You know, it had all of these... It had all this scenery from London in it. And you know, I like London. I think it's a really nice city. But the UK is a bit more than just London. So, yeah. The next reason is that I wanted it to be less busy. I wanted it to be more simple and just, like, easily recognisable. So if you take a look at the new logo, you'll see it's quite a simple design. And all it, I mean, it is a really simple design. All it is this time is just a giant Union Jack flag. And in front of that, the text, English Go. And then on the top and bottom, it says British English Listening Practice. So I'm hoping that people who see this logo, this image, will instantly understand what the podcast is about. Other things I have been up to recently, I have a website now that I'm still working on, and it's not really ready yet, so I'm not going to bother telling you to go out, go and check it out or anything like that. It's a work in progress, so it means it's not finished yet, still being continued. And why have I got a website? I suppose it mostly comes down to having more control over certain things. And this leads me on to my next topic. So another thing that I've been doing recently is I've been going through all of my old episodes from the beginning and editing the audio. Because when I started podcasting, I didn't really know what I was doing, to be perfectly honest. I was just making episodes to help my girlfriend, my wife now, but my girlfriend back then. I wanted to help her learn English. And so I just started recording. And I wasn't really thinking about, ooh, let's make sure the quality's great, or ooh, let's, you know, use an amazing microphone or anything like that. I just wanted to give her more listening practice. So I've been going back through those old episodes, editing them, and trying as much as possible to make the sound sound more like it sounds now. So for anyone who's listening to the older episodes, the plan is, you know, to make them all sound similar to how the modern episodes sound. So I'm also getting rid of the background music I used to have in the early episodes and the introduction messages I used to have in the early episodes. And along with doing all of that, I am also creating transcripts for the early episodes, which is something I've wanted to do for ages. I mean, it's a huge amount of work. It really is. I've got over 270 episodes that I need to add transcripts to. But the reason I've never started on this before is because, and plenty of you have asked for these older episode transcripts, is because on the place I normally post them, right, is Patreon. And on Patreon, I can't set the date of a post to be in the past. So if I upload some transcripts to Patreon, I can't say, oh, by the way, this transcript was from 2020. And what it will do is it will stick it right at the top, above everything else. And I even wrote to their, like, customer support, you know, their support team. And I told them about this problem. And they said, oh, yeah, thanks very much. We'll pass that on to our engineers or developers or whatever. And that was over a year ago, year and a half ago, maybe. And I don't think they're going to do anything. I mean, it's a really basic feature. It's huge. It's so easy to do. This is the thing. It is so easy to do that, to just let you set your own date. I can change the date. I can set it to like a date in the future. You know, so I can schedule a post to automatically upload a date in the future. But they just won't let me do it in the past. It's not about, is it easy to do or is it hard to do? For whatever reason, they've decided, no, we don't want to allow people to do that. Which for me is really annoying, because I can't give you the old episode transcripts, which I think could be incredibly useful. So this is the main reason that I've had to buy my own hosting, website hosting, and buy my own website domain, you know, like the address, and install my own software on there, and, you know, spend quite a bit of time, to be honest. I mean, luckily, I've got a bit of a holiday now. It's like the Easter holiday, and we have a bank holiday, what's known as a bank holiday in England. It's called a bank holiday because the banks usually close down, and then businesses can't do business if the banks are closed. That's how it, well, I don't know, that probably doesn't happen anymore. That's what used to happen, and that's why it's still called a bank holiday. So we've got a bank holiday on the Friday, you know, a couple of days ago, and a bank holiday on the Monday. So I had a nice 4-day break, which is why I've thought, okay, let's just get this problem sorted out. I've been investing lots of time, hours. I don't even know how many hours. I would say, if I was to take a guess, I'd say I probably spend about 8 hours on this now, in total, if not more. So yeah, getting everything set up. And then finally, just so I can post things for you, and I can say, actually, this happened in 2020, you know, this recording. Actually, this happened in 2021. It's such a simple thing. To be honest, it's so annoying, I can't do it. But anyway, I've got a solution now. So I will keep you updated, and I will let you know when that's finished. I think it's going to take a long time, because there's so many episodes to transcribe, but my dream? Is it a dream? I suppose it is a sort of a dream. My dream is to be able to say, like, you want to improve your English listening ability, right? Go and listen to my podcast. There are enough episodes to listen to one episode every day for a whole year. And I'm getting close to that now. I mean, what episode number is this? I've forgotten. It's like 340-something, maybe, or I don't know. But I'm getting close anyway. So that's what I've been up to lately. I've been very busy with it, and I've got some more things that I want to do, some more plans now that I've got this website up and running, but I'll let you know about those in the future. There's some things that I think are going to be very useful for you. Anyway, until next time, I hope you have a lovely Easter. Bye-bye.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much, and have a lovely day.